Hello, everyone. Finally, it is here, hanging out with Ted Bacay, show number one. What I want from you, the audience, if you would please give me ideas for the show. Okay, now I know over the years, you know, I've done Get the Lead Out and all that, and, you know, and talked about different kind of music, but here's the thing. Unless you have permission by the publishing company or the artist or both, it's just according to how it's set up, you can get in serious trouble about that. What I've been doing is looking into try to get some Zeppelin music. And to get Zeppelin to sign off on using their music is really, really hard. Matter of fact, just to show you how hard it was, a guy named Cameron Crowe, who used to cover the band for Rolling Stone magazine, he got permission to play Kashmir in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but that's because he had a relationship with the band. Jack Black was on camera begging for Zeppelin to allow them to use Immigrant Song on School of Rock. And a team of folks had to track down Jimmy Page in a pub and beg him to use When the Levee Breaks. Remember in Thor, Ragnarok, Immigrant Song was played twice? Well, that's because that's a Marvel movie, and Disney owns Marvel, and Disney has got some very deep pockets. But that took months and months for them to try to convince the guys that they should let them use the song. And one thing that changed their mind was they had a video clip and they sent it to the band. They said, okay, this song is very important to this scene, you know, the fight scene between Thor and the Hulk. Well, they said, okay, this is very, very important. So the band was like, okay, well, you know, that does look, you know, look like it's one of those things that you could probably do. And they finally decided, after months of begging, to give the guys permission to play that song. And we all know the last couple of years or so that Led Zeppelin has been in court for Stairway to Heaven. And I found out some cool stuff about that song. Page and Plant have made $80 million so far. When they went to court, they had to come out with all these different, you know, documents and stuff showing what they had made. $80 million on Stairway to Heaven alone. So it's well known in the music community that if you don't get permission to use Led Zeppelin stuff, they've got probably 10, 15 lawyers just sitting there ready to sue somebody. And here's the thing. If you get a copyright infringement, they'll send you a cease and desist. And basically, Zeppelin don't play. They will say, okay, you played our song without permission. What you're going to have to do is take your podcast down and just totally scrap it because you can't use that anymore. And legally, they can do that. Now, there are some places where you can go and you can, you know, they say, hey, you know, you can join us and you can play music, you know, if you pay a fee. But then again, that's kind of iffy. That's in a gray area. I never could find anybody that really could really say, you know, if you got in trouble that they would back you up. Now, it's a couple of different companies I'm looking into, and I emailed them, and actually they hadn't gotten back to me because I told them, I said, legally, this is what I want to do. I want to do a Get the Lead Out show, but I don't want to be looking over my shoulder and having Led Zeppelin sue me and take me to court, because last thing I need is to be in court with some court-appointed lawyer, and then he's like, we're going to lose. And I look over there, and Zeppelin's got these guys with all the greased down hair and then the $1,000 Italian suits, and I'm just like, oh, man, I'm going to lose my ass off. So that's the last thing you want. But these companies supposedly say, I'm not going to mention them by name, obviously, but they say that they can do a radio show. You can do an internet radio show. And if you pay the fee every month or yearly or whatever, you're covered by their agreement with ASCAP, BMI, and all these other people. But I've got a book. It's about copyrights, patents, and all the stuff that you need to be able to get permission to use a song or whatever it is, or some kind of invention or something. And the copyrights for music, ever since Napster came around and everybody was getting ripped off, lots of artists like Pearl Jam, they said, hey, we're going to go to court. You ain't stealing our music because we invented it, we created it, and we're the ones who are supposed to get paid for it. And I totally agree. If you're Led Zeppelin and you did Kashmir, That's your creation. You created that, you and the guys. So you're supposed to get paid for it. But if I come in and I just use it and I don't pay you for it, then you got a right to be mad and you got a right to sue. I totally agree with that. It's like copying music. I mean, that's not really cool either. Remember back in the day, we used to go, somebody would have a cool album. We go and take a clean cassette and say, hey, why don't you burn that off for me? And then it turned into CDs. You could get a blank CD. Somebody could record an album for you and burn it for you. And that's actually really illegal too, because you're not supposed to do that. But that kind of slid out the back door and nobody really paid it any attention. But then again, that's the same thing, but you're not using it to make money. Now, this podcast thing right here is all about trying to put some money in your pocket. And that's the way it is. It's a legal and moral way to make money. That's just the way it is. I mean, you go to work, you don't go to work because it's fun. You go to work to put money in your ass pocket so you can pay your bills and all the other stuff that goes with having money in your pocket. So that's on hold right now as far as doing a Led Zeppelin radio show. I do Radio Free Raleigh every Thursday, but that's a different setup, and that's something else I'm looking into. But really right now, what I'm doing this podcast for, the first one, the introduction, you might say, is to ask, what do you think I should do? What I want to do and what I planned after all these months is try to get, you know, local people that we all know, like Bo Roberts, Jim White, Randy James, Redbeard, Mark Burma with Paws in the City. I talked to him today and he was like, hey, just whenever you get ready. And everybody's saying, hey, man, we're ready to get on your podcast, but when is it going to happen? As a matter of fact, I ran into a lady that I knew this weekend and she was saying, hey, you're supposed to do a podcast, right? And I'm like, yeah. Well, when is it going to happen? So, yeah, it's the time to get the stick out of my ass and get on up and get some stuff done. What do you think I should do? We can do local bands. I've talked to Texas Flood, Swan Song, and different bands, and they say, hey, man, we'll gladly be on your podcast. It'd be great. And that's what I want to do, is highlight what's going on in North Texas. Of course, now we've got that virus around and live music, you know, it's not like it used to be. Of course, you go out and you have a place packed with people and they'd be there to hear a band and everybody would have a good time, you know, and it'd be like, oh man, I really miss live music. I miss it really, really bad. But to be safe, you know, you got to really kind of watch out for what you do. You know, you got to follow all the guidelines and all this kind of stuff. But what do I do? I'm asking you so you can give me input instead of me just going out, oh, I'm going to talk about, you know, the three little pigs and Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, we don't want to hear about the three little pigs and Santa Claus. It's not even Christmas time. So you got to have something that people want to hear. And I'm asking you because I want you to give me an idea. Now, make it good, nothing nasty, nothing dirty, nothing political, nothing religious. We're not going to go into all that stuff on this show. But this is all about highlighting North Texas. What's going on in North Texas? What bands are playing? What's going on? What's going on with the bands now that they're not out on the road anymore? And I also want to have it where if I'm recording a show, you can call in and I want to hear what you've got to say. So that's why I'm doing this introduction right now, to try to get your idea and get your opinion of what I'm supposed to do. Now, you got to remember that if you listen to a radio station, they play what they think you want to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. So this is a chance right here to say, okay, Ted, you ought to do local bands around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, North Texas area, and let's find out what they're doing, where they're going to be, if they made brand new material. There are some brand new artists that I know. It's a guy I know that's going to school in North Texas, and he is very, very good. I mean, he does all the instruments, he writes, he arranges, he does all that stuff. He should be known. Somebody needs to know about this guy, because it's not like it used to be when record companies would go out, you know, and they would find new artists and they would sign them. And some people, a very few, would become super bands, but most, of course, didn't. But then again, you know, that's not happening now. Everybody is creating their very own recording studio in their bedroom, you know. So, and that's a good thing, because a lot of people have been discovered that maybe you would never hear of. It's one of those things, I'm not going to please everybody. I'm not trying to please everybody. But what I am going to do is try to entertain you and talk to some people that maybe you don't have a chance to talk to. And it's going to be really loose. And, you know, it's like sitting around drinking a beer, watching a football game or watching a baseball game. It's not going to be, you know, anything personal. I'm not going to go off and do, you know, what kind of toothpaste do you use? What kind of toilet tissue do you use? I don't care about that because it's not important. But what I do want to do, find out a little bit more about that person that maybe you didn't know. Nothing dirty, no secrets, no skeletons in the closet. I've got skeletons in the closet too, and I want to keep them buried. So I'm not going to come out and tell you. I'm going to tell you my whole life story. You don't care about that. You've got your own thing going on. When you listen, I want you to be entertained, and maybe you could find out something that you haven't known about before. That's what I'm looking for. What is your suggestion? What do I do? How do I keep the audience engaged? Because I'm not playing music right now. Hopefully that will change in the future. But I'm not playing music right now. But I do want to talk to local celebrities, local radio people, local bands, some people maybe over in the UK that I know that, you know, we're talking about what's going on with them and the music scene there. It's about music. We're not going to get off into a virus discussion or anything like that. This is all going to be about music and entertainment. Tell me some stories, you know, when you went to a concert, what happened, you know, and just stuff that's funny. Nothing to embarrass anybody, nothing like that. So that's what I mean. So I'm asking you, what should I do? You tell me your opinion. You can do that by going to tedbacay.com and leave me an email message. And, you know, like I said, make it clean, make it moral, no politics, no religion in this stuff. It's all about music, and it's about what affects you. What kind of music do you like? Who's your favorite band? When's the last time? Well, it's been a long time since any of us have been to a live music show and around big crowds. So who do you like? Who's your band? What album do you like? Why do you like this album? What tune do you like? That's what it's all about right there. You know, you telling me basically what you like. And I want it set up. So like I said, when I'm recording the show, I'll put out, okay, I'm recording the show tonight at 7:30. Then you can call in and we can sit back and have a conversation. That's why it's called Hanging Out with Ted McKay. It's not, you know, I'm trying to get you in a corner and I'm jabbing you with a pitchfork and it's like, tell me your secrets, tell me your secrets. And then I find out you have a flamethrower. A pitchfork against a flamethrower is not going to really win very much. So that's what I'm looking at. Tell me what you want to hear, what entertains you. And like I said, keep it clean and keep it legal. Last thing I want to do is wind up in court because I did something stupid. So Hanging Out with Ted McKay, give me your suggestions, your ideas, what you think, because you're a part of making this show successful too. If you don't listen, ain't nothing gonna happen. It's like standing out in the middle of a field at 2 o'clock in the morning talking. Sooner or later, somebody's gonna see you say, man, you got a dude down there in that field down there. I don't know what he's doing. He's just standing up there talking to himself. And then here come the police and the landowner, and you might get shot and all this kind of stuff. So we don't wanna go all off into that. You tell me what you think would be a good idea. Or if I'm interviewing somebody and you say, you know, I've always wondered about this and that. You give me a question or something like that. Of course, I'll announce the guests ahead of time. Say, Bo Roberts, Bo, where did you start out in radio? And what was your favorite radio station you worked at? And what? Give me a story about some things. Now, those are the kind of things that we want to talk about. Nothing to embarrass anybody, nothing to make somebody feel bad or anything like that. That's what it's all about. Hanging out with Ted McKay is going to be a real cool, laid-back thing where we can sit back and you grab a cold one or a hot one or whatever you want to drink and just sit back and relax, and you'll get an idea. You'll say, you know, I wondered about this, and I'll try to find out the answers, and we'll go on from there, okay? So if you've got a suggestion, an idea, something you maybe want to know, I'm not going to tell you any of my deep, dark secrets, so don't go there because you ain't going to get nothing. But if you want to know, just send me a suggestion, idea, or something, you know, you've thought about to tedbacay.com. I'll go and I'll look at it and, you know, give me some good ideas. Tell me what's on your mind, you know, tell me what's happening with you, you know, why do you like a certain band and why do they move you? Probably got memories of a certain song. We all have memories of music. And so, you know, a certain song will make us feel happy, make us feel sad, or make you mad or something like that. But then tell me why it makes you feel that way. So, once again, go to TedBouquet.com and we'll try to get this thing rolling and we'll try to make it really, really good. Because I've been gone for a while. I think it's time for me to come back. So, once again, go to TedBouquet.com, give me your ideas, and we'll go from there, okay? Toodles, y'all.